Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Boishona, in the beginning, Hayumasian Masuos, they would light torches. What is this referring to? So when the Eidim would come to the Beisin and notify them that they saw the new moon, and then Beisin would sanctify the new month, how would they notify Klal Yisrael that there's a new month? So they had a process where they would light torches on top of mountains to notify the Jewish people. We're going to be discussing this now in the next couple of Mishnayos. So Barishona HaYumasin Masuos, initially they used to light these torches, Lapidi HaEish, these fiery torches on top of the mountains, like we'll explain in the next couple of Mishnayos, when they would be in the Skadish Techodesh, when they would sanctify the new month. And the Gemara explains that Shloha HaYumasin Masuos, Ella, Kishikichu Beis HaSechodesh B'Yom Shloshim. The only time that they would light these torches on top of the mountains was when Bezin sanctified the new month on the 30th day. And then they would light the torches on the 30th day in the evening to notify everybody that the previous month, was a month of 29 days. And that today, the day that just passed, because they're lighting it the 30th night, it was Rosh Chodesh. And now you know that the previous month was a month of 29 days, and that today it was Rosh Chodesh. Vim Yom HaShloshim Shneskadish Bo HaChodesh Chal Liot B'Yom Shishi. And what happens if the 30th day fell out on Friday? So they can't light Friday night, right? So then they would light the torches on Motzi Shabbos on Saturday night. Aval, but if Imlon Neskadish HaChodesh, if the month wasn't going to be renewed until the 31st day, then they wouldn't light the torches at all. And then everyone knew that if their torches were not lit, then they knew that Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st day, and the previous month was a full month of 30 days, not 29 days. However, Mishekilkalu HaKusim, when the Kusim, these troublemakers, when these Kusites, when they messed up the process, meaning one time, Beis Din, they made the Rosh Chodesh on the 31st. Shepam Achas, right. One time, Beis Din made the new month on the 31st day. Okay? Pamachas, Iru Beis Din, Issa Chodesh, Hainu Kavar, Rosh Chodesh, B'yom Shushan Ve'achad. Beis Din made the Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, meaning they made the previous month 30 days, and the Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day. So what do we just learn? In cases where the previous month is the 30th day, and Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, they did not light torches at all, right? But these Kusim went ahead, and they lit torches on the 30th day in the evening, and they made all of Klal Yisrael, they fooled them, to think that the month was really Shneskadish HaChodesh B'yom Shloshim, that Rosh Chodesh was on the day 30, not day 31, and that the previous month was 29 days, not 30 days. So once they were making trouble, Hiskina, the rabbis, the Beis Din, made a takana, an enactment, and they wouldn't light torches at all. Rather, Shluchin Yotzin, they would send out messengers throughout, you know, the city, throughout Eretz Yisrael, and throughout, you know, everywhere, wherever Jews were, to notify them that Beis Din sanctified the new month. So that's the first Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, we're going to discuss now how they initially would light the torches before this takana. Ketzad Hayu Mesiyan Mesuos, how would they light these torches? Mevian klunsaos shel ariz aruchin. They bring these long poles made out of cedar wood, which is a very strong and hard wood, and it doesn't get burnt up very quickly, so it could light for a long time. Vikanim, and they would have these reeds, these thin reeds that light very well. Va'ate shemen is a type of wood that produces oil, and they make from it zethes, they make tar, and others explain it's actually referring to an ace of zayas, an olive tree. Unorish al pishtan, and these chips off the givolim, off the stalks of these flax stalks. After the, when the flax is swingled, they'd have these chips off the flax stalks, they make flax out of it. So all these things light very well. The korech b'mashicha, and they would tie it with a rope. Okay, on the top of these klonosos, top of these cedar wooden poles. The olal rosh ahara, they went up to the top of the mountain. Umatas behen asar, they would light the fire on these torches. Umoloch umevi, they would bring it moloch umevi, they bring it, you know, frontwards and then back, and then forwards and then back, forwards and then back. Like when you shake a lulav, you shake it forward and then back to your stomach, forward and back to your stomach. Umalo morid, and then up and down, up and down, in order that everyone should recognize what they're doing. Ad shiro es chavero, until he would see his friend on the next mountain. Shehu osaken, he would do so b'rosh harashini on the second mountain. Chem b'rosh harashini, so on the third mountain, etc. And they would pass, you know, this precision would pass on from mountain to mountain, so people would see that it's Rosh Chodesh. This is how the torches were lit on all the mountains. And that's really it for Mishnah Gimel. It's a short Mishnah today. And the Mishnah Daled is going to carry off from here when we touch base on Sunday.